Here is the man that makes it happen.
I walked in this morning, and Brad was asleep in my office.
I'm surprised he made it to your office. You just lay across a booth here.
There are a lot of dirty dishes. There's empty pie plates.
Oh,
I think you had a lot of apple pie or something last night.
Oh, boy, that apple pie.
Did you leave any for Santa?
No.
Santa gets cookies. Brad gets the pie. He ate that whole pie himself, too. The crumbs gave it away.
There was a trail of crumbs.
all the way to where he is.
How many years is this now?
So we've been doing this for, gosh, I think it's
over forever.
5 years now. It seems like we've been doing this forever. You're right. And, you know, we've had some challenging weather in the past, and there might be a little bit of a challenge to the weather this morning, but I'll tell you, at the end of the day, it's always been a great turnout. People come out and support the cause, and that's going to happen again today.
Yeah, we're with John Panderas. He's the owner of Effie's here, where we're broadcasting live this morning on Park Road in West Hartford. You know, the bad news and good news. The bad news is that it's not snowing. It's a little bit of sleet. The good news is that the roads are actually pretty darn good.
Not bad at all. I'll tell you, I drove through Cromwell, Berlin, Newington, and West Hartford this morning to get here, and the crews did a phenomenal job. The roads were just wet. Side roads may have been a little bit slicker, but all the main roads were great.
That's exactly my assessment as well. I could not believe. In fact, I left early just to make sure that I got here on time. I'm anticipating real slippery conditions.
That's right.
And I got here so early, and I'm like, there's no problem at all.
I was here 10 minutes, 15 minutes early myself. But of course, none of us as early as Brad.
Well, again, but you got to understand, this is a gentleman who gets up at like, you know, 1 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning every day. He goes to bed about 9. He only sleeps a few hours. And he usually arrives at the station sometime around, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Men of steel don't need a lot of sleep. You know, how many push-ups did you do this morning?
Quite a few.
You didn't do your jog this morning. I can't imagine that you would do that.
No, not this morning.
Yeah.
No.
A push-up, military-style push-ups.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. That's part of it.
Yeah.
So, but this place, this is like home.
So we have such a good vibe here, don't we? I mean, everybody comes in. The crew showed up this morning. This is not their first rodeo at Effie's. They showed up. They got everything set up. No, not many questions, right? And just kind of got us all set up, and everybody's ready to go. We've got toys that started being dropped off last night. The grill is on. People can come in, have breakfast, or just have a cup of coffee, or say hello. Make a donation, monetary or toys, right?
Yeah. Well, I have to ask you. And of course, we got the pros here behind us. I mean, they know how to get our live broadcast up and going in minutes flat. Why though? Why is a toy drive important to you? Because you do it year after year.
We do it year after year, and it just kind of resonates. You know, it was something that I was asked to do. Years ago by the radio station. And you know, I agreed to it, and then when you kind of just get that feeling and you know that it's right, you know, just all the support that comes in and all these people that come in, even as is said earlier, in the foul weather, just to help put a smile on a kid's face for the holidays, it's so rewarding, and that's the rewarding part for me. But these poor kids deserve it, you know, so much more than any of us, any good feeling that any of us might get. These kids really deserve it.
You know,
we do it for the kids.
John, you hit the nail right on the head, and I've been saying that all along, that, you know, you have homeless children, you have children that are in great need, and it's to no fault of their own.
That's right.
They didn't put themselves in that situation.
Have you ever seen the look, you know, such an innocent look? These kids don't have any idea, you know, maybe why they're in a less than stellar circumstance.
No.
But they deal with it. They don't really know any better. But then when they get, you know, a present, you know, look behind me. I mean, they receive a package like that. It's such a bonus.
And they hear it from their friends. Their friends, you know, they get to go home to a house with their families, and they get to open up several presents under a tree. And these are kids, and they hear this. They hear this on the playgrounds. They hear this in the classroom, you know, as they go to school.
Sure.
And they'll go home to their shelter.
And you know, they're just so appreciative. I've done other events where they have a Christmas party for less fortunate kids, where they come in and they get pizza and ice cream and, you know, some gift cards and stuff. And the kids are always so appreciative. the smiles, the thank yous, you know, the pleas, all that. They just are so appreciative of what is going on, that, you know, that it's done for them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. Again, just seeing that look on their face and having them enjoy the season that a lot of us take for granted.
You know, one of the things too. And it's something that sticks with you. This place, when you think of this area, if you go on back before you folks were here, it was, you know, so-so. But all of a sudden, you got into it, and the whole neighborhood.
You kind of touched on something there, Brad. Where this is not. I don't want to say corporate in a bad way. This is not like a corporate environment here. This is a neighborhood.
That's right.
Small, locally owned and run businesses. You know, we've been here for close to 30 years.
Oh.
And a lot of these businesses, Peterson's has been here for more years than that. They're up there, 75 years maybe. You know, the diner, all the other businesses on the street, you know, very few kind of come and go, but they're all small, locally run. And it's like a family here. And
yeah.
I think this is why this is one of these good fits for this whole neighborhood, because we are all like a family, and this is a family project.
John, I remember when Brad and I were in the parade, the Park Road Parade.
Back in October.
It was October. Okay.
Yes.
And you had told me that. And until I witnessed it with my own eyes, it was just,
neighborhood, right?
But no.
There's so much more to it than
it
that.
It really is. As a matter of fact, something else that you had said resonated with me that day as well, and that was long before Blueback Square, and certainly before even West Hartford Center was what it is today. There was this Park Road. This was actually the epicenter
of the town. That's right. This and a very small portion of what the center is today, where the central business districts. Throughout town. Now there's so many of them. I forgot how many districts we have. I think there's seven or so. And they all, you know, the nice thing about all these business districts too, we meet regularly with the town. We know each other. Again, this family atmosphere, this friendly business atmosphere is far more reaching than just Park Road. All the other districts in town, you know, we have a great relationship, and you'll see folks from Elmwood come in today. You'll see folks from Bishop's Corner and Corbin's Corner, and you'll see strong supporters of ours over across the border in Hartford from Park Street will be here.
That's fantastic.
You know, that's impressive.
Yeah, one of our biggest donors to this event, as far as toys, will be Budget Printers from down the street.
Oh, yeah,
they
are.
Lots of toys.
My business when I owned a business, we've done business with Budget Printers.
Dan will be here this morning. Hopefully, he's still going to make it, but he's going to be here this morning. He loves talking with Brad on the radio. They go back to the Marine days. They digress quickly.
A lot of folks would like to have us go over there.
That's right.
Wow.